The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Olympia is a Greek food place in the heart of Vancouver's bohemian Kitsilano district. A buddy of mine and I catch up there over pizza once a week for many years now. We don't even have to order. Our regular servers have our favorite combos committed to memory and rotate them for us. They'll even put a reserve sign on a table because they know we're coming. That deserves some kind of a tip, don't you think? But even if our servers treated us as just another face on a crowded evening, or on the rare occasion when we cheat and try a slice of someone else's pie, we strive to be polite and generous. Anybody who knows people who have or are currently waiting tables for a living knows that the wage sucks and tips keep a roof over their heads. Some restaurants adopt a no-tipping business model, which pays employees a better wage, but ultimately that results in the $30 hamburger, which I find more repugnant than a social norm to tip generously. The Trump administration is looking at tipping pools, where all the tips are collected and then dispersed by the employer based on merit, or quite possibly just go back into his pocket. That smells kind of funky to me. Still, according to Michael Lynn, a tipping expert at the Cornell University School of Hotel Administration, a whopping 40% of us don't feel compelled to tip well or at all. We're just talking a 15 to 20% gratuity here, not leaving a C note on the table like some rock star. Lynn says deliberately bad tippers are impervious to social shaming. They're not concerned with future service. They aren't interested in providing a reward for a job well done. Some may find tipping to be fundamentally wrong, but maybe, actually, they'd just rather not. That sounds like an open invitation for someone to spit in your food. By the way, if you like to skip the whole restaurant experience by ordering in, Helen Rossner at Eats.com says the rule is simple and unequivocal. The absolute rock bottom minimum acceptable tip for a food delivery is $5. End of story. If you don't want to tip that, then cook. Brazilian Girls are back in 2018 with a new album on 6 Degrees called Let's Make Love. Let's have a listen to the first single out of the box, Ballet Ballet, another debut from World Beat Canada.
Soltanto per noi questa musica.
Cool debut just for you. That's Bomba, Puerto Rican style. From the conga player for Calle Treza and Biorritmo, his name is Hector Coco Barres, and he has a brand new album. That was El Comienzo. And before that, Brazilian girls Sabina Chuba and the gang are back together and back at it with Let's Make Love, and that's the first single, Baile Baile. Under the Double B's, it's the Boom Booms from their album 1 Million Miles. It's Masterpiece from World Beat Canada.
I've been all around the world, met every type of girl, but I never met somebody like you before. I've been Shanghai to LA, Borneo to Bombay, but I never met somebody like you before. You're such a pristine temple right in front of my eyes. I thank your parents every time I realize it's me that gets the one just yeah every single day. The only thing is the lies that you say. Your lies, your lies, your sweet little lies. Everything you say just sounds true. Your lies, your lies, I'm fine with your lies, as long as I am lying next to you. Your lies shine like diamonds high up in the sky.
until the universe turns black. Yes, your light shine like diamonds high up in the sky. Oh, you show me every sign on the zodiac. You're like fresh fruit from the tree. You're my honeybee. Can't get enough of your love, baby. Save it all for me.
Hot coffee.
Sugar and cream, you're the girl of my dreams. But I got the feeling that you're lying to me. Your lies, your lies, your sweet little lies. Everything you say just sounds true. Your lies, your lies, I'm fine with your lies. As long as I am lying next to you.
Sweaty headphones. Yuck. August 10th through August 12th, it's Honk BC, an outdoor music festival taking place in Vancouver. It represents a tradition of brass bands and drum lines coming together to build momentum for social change and to bring people from all over together. It's been a big success stateside, and now we're going to have one in Vancouver as the first in Canada, brought to us by the Carnival Band. And that's happening Saturday, August 11th, Grandview Park in Britannia Community Center, 12 to 4. It's free. And then there's a Saturday night show at Grandview Legion, doors 8 p.m. till 12 a.m. And Sunday has yet to be announced. August 11th, it's Klezmer Fest with Octopus from Montreal and the Debaucherantes from Seattle at the Wise Hall in Vancouver. Join Caravan World Rhythms for this one. It's a festive evening of klezmer-infused music, and you'll be whisked away on a vibrant journey following the trail of the klezmorum across Europe. Tarab is a really cool evening of Arabic and Turkish fusion, and they're joined by Something About Reptiles. This is happening at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island, Saturday, August the 11th. And tickets are $10 in advance or $13 at the door. Good deal. From We Are the Hallucination, A Tribe Called Red is straight ahead with How I Feel. Thanks for joining us. It's World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
Imagine the pain in the mother's heart when life takes a turn for the worse and creator's art becomes another canvas that will never be completed. I'm a few degrees away and a thousand times defeated. My energy's depleted, but I wanna stand and fight, swinging with the spirits that have traveled back into the light. I feel the tears and depression, fears and aggression, woven in society from years of oppression. The violence is normalized, silence is horrifying. Truth is denied, and the fact is that more are dying. And you don't have to tell me how you feel, 'cause I can hear it in their cries.
it's hard to listen, but listen, cause it's much harder living it than listening to the hardships. So the heart's conditioned to condition the air. When the air, their conditions keep cool, but the more tears, sometimes it clears the vision. Not what I see, been a long time coming to drop, running, rocking, reaching new peaks, so them youngest can finally summit, climbing high above and then flying from it, up to the skies and overstanding the corruption and deconstructing the lies. I've seen this country decline, try to keep discussions confined, hide the underside, over extract and try to undermine. Damn, but I still believe in the truth, whether it's an MC in a booth or a PhD in the suit. Yo, when we yell and protest, tell them the feeling is peaceful. We profess, we protestify to the will of the people, tell them what they must know. Turn it up loud when we bust flows, not in hushed tones, speaking up, let the trust grow. Now you don't gotta tell me how you feel, how you feel, cause I can see it in your eyes. You don't gotta tell me that the pain is real, cause I can hear it in your cry.
That takes more than tears and time to stitch up any wounds and heal the scars that leave behind a separation from the fam, segregation on the land. It was all part of the plan, and the blood is on your hands. It's all divide and conquer, colonize and slaughter, stabbing at the heart through the backs of our grandfathers. Now we see our daughters that are disappearing quickly, say it's through the cracks while ignoring all the history. Government's been scooping babies way before the 60s. When you legalize abduction, you legalize the misery. So now you see the mystery is really not too complicated. Justice is unequally distributed. My observation, money could be made while the kids are steady oscillating. Splitting up a family, it's now become an occupation. And it's been part of the occupation since residential schools enforced starvation. It's a nation with racism here since the start of it. Hard to let go cause it's carved in the heart of it. Relation to the land and our eyes, we're a part of it. Roots where I stand, I could never depart from it. And you don't have to tell me how you feel, cause I can see it in your eyes. And they don't have to prove to me that the pain is real, cause I can hear it in their cries.
In the pocket, trap drum playing. That's really cool. Cabin Jack. What a groove. It's the Birdie Hop from Ingo Moell's album, Doozers. Doozers, or you may remember from Fraggle Rock. And that's his album, The Dooza Tapes. A Tribe Called Red before that from We Are the Hallucination. Leonard Sumner joins them for How I Feel. This is Ram from Haiti. We introduced you to their new album. It's called August 1791. This is Otsaya, A Leaf, Ram from World Beat Canada. Haitian percussion and power chords. That's kind of cool. What never ceases to amaze me, how much exuberance there is in Haitian music after everything that the island nation has been through. That is Ram from the album August 1791, which marks the date of the revolt, which made them the very first nation in the Western Hemisphere to be run by its enslaved people. It's time for your Touch of the Familiar, and this one will be familiar to fans of Willie and the Poor Boys, Creedence Clearwater Revival, this time from a Monterey band called A Band of Bitches. It's Feeling Blue, your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada. Feeling a little Latin loungy next from Alacran, an Italian guitarist producer. His name is Stefano Miccarelli and vocalist Paolo Fortini. Stick around for the next mix on World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
Yes, greetings. This is Winston Bryden, a.k.a. Burning Spear, on World Beat Canada Radio.
I'm just a man, not a rich man, a Rasta man. Yes, we did talk business together, and we pretty understand each other. Why sticking me up for a extra? I got to run, run, run for my life. I got to run from those wicked guys. I'm just a man, not a rich man, a Rasta man. Yes, I always like to trust a lot of ones, but it seems to me like something going wrong. I got to run, run, run for my life. I got to run from those wicked guys. I'm just a man, not a rich man, a Rasta man. Yes, the music business is not like before. Distribution gets so desperate. You got to be careful dealing with distribution. Without the artist, there is no company. I got to run, run, run for my life. I got to run from those wicked guys. I'm just a man, not a rich man, a Rasta man. This record store pretty soon everyone will own, and everyone will be selling their own. Internet. I got to run, run, run for my life. I got to run from those wicked guys. I'm just a man, not a rich man, a Rasta man. This upcoming artist, you should take your stand. Get some understanding before you sign. A little later they say you are mine. I got to run, run, run for my life. I got to run from those wicked guys. I'm just a man, not a rich man, a Rasta man. Yes, you got to be careful dealing with the business. You never can tell what might kill your image. Yes, the seed you sow, the food you reap. I got to run, run, run for my life. I got to run from those wicked guys. I'm just a man, not a rich man, a Rasta man. People try to put themselves in your peaceful life and want all the attention for their own life. I got to run, run, run for my life. I got to run from those wicked guys. I'm just a man, not a rich man, a Rasta man. People like to have their own way as fast as they can, then brutalize people as quick as they can. I got to run, run, run for my life. I got to run from those wicked guys. I'm just a man, not a rich man, a Rasta man. Yes, even your own, sometimes they will cut you down. You got to stand up firm and hold your ground. Yes, the music business is not like before. I got to run, run, run for my life. I got to run from those wicked guys.
One of the elder statesmen of conscious reggae, Burning Spear, Winston Rodney, with some advice to young musicians about the perils of the music industry. Don't trust the rich man. Run for your life is the name of that one. Some Tango Tronica from Alacran before that, and Reflections of the Moon. It's been a blood moon recently, and it's cool to see it so full and so red and so big. This is Underground System from New York, a multi-culti band who's into loops and fella-style Afrobeat. It's Go, one of our faves from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
Speaking of deep grooves, the grandfather of them all, George Clinton, is back with his band Parliament and an album called Medicaid Fraud Dog. I've got one queued up for you. It's called I'm Going to Make You Sick of Me. You're going to love it. It's World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
Chariots, Doc, that's why I'm gonna make you sick of me. All this hip hop history. When you mix that funk, you get with me. Funk, the dudes are tones. I got the antidote with the words I spoke.
I'm gonna make you sick. I'm gonna make you sick of me. Then I'm gonna be the antidote. I'm coming to make you feel better. I'm gonna make you sick. I'm gonna make you sick of me. I got the phone for you.
And I'm going to make you want to come back for more. This is World Beat Canada. A lot of fresh music always, every week. And it's yours for free to download or stream. Start at the homepage. It's worldbeatcanada.com. There you'll also find our sister broadcast podcast, which is Celt and a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Same kind of idea, contemporary global music, but this time with a distinctly Celtic flavor. So lots of Celt punk and Celt rock and all kinds of cool things. We're going out on one of the features that you'll find at the page, which is our album cover of the week. Is Chuse by Nova Lima, an Afro-Peruvian band who are reconstructing the traditional rhythms of Black Peru. We'll debut that one for you on the way out. But our last word goes to New Zealand actress Gina Bellman, who says, I love those connections that make this big old world feel like a little village.
Mana guru maspa.
Copyright Communications.